الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, The Hidden Diseases of Heart. And in this silsila we will discuss Karahat-e-Amal. Karahat-e-Amal means that one does not like good and virtuous deeds. This is called Karahat-e-Amal. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Karahat-e-Amal or disliking the good deeds is a very dangerous attack of Shaitan on a believer. And this will put a person into solid destruction. And it is necessary for every Muslim to refrain from such habit or from such quality. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, writes a story in his famous book Neki Ki Da'wat. And this story is about a young man whose family members were afflicted with this hidden disease of heart, which is known as Karahat-e-Amal. And they started disliking the good acts. There was a young man who was hardly 20 years of age. Since the beard started coming, he kept the beard. And unfortunately, this poor boy became very sick. He had blood cancer. Amir Ahle Sunnat says that I went to visit him in hospital and he was struggling between the life and the death. And he was unable to speak. His beard was shaved. And I was shocked to see this young man that he does not have beard anymore. And he started indicating, even though there was no much strength left in his body, he was indicating, trying to indicate towards his beard to give a message that, Ma'azallah, I did not shave the beard. Members of my family, while I was unconscious or I was sleeping, they have shaved my beard. And after a few days, that young man passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive this young man without accountability and the family members who shaved his beard, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Amir Ahl Sunnah says that it is very sad. Condition out there is very bad. Today those who regard, call themselves Muslims, they force their children not to follow the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if they find their young children practicing upon the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they give them different types of punishments. And there are many stories related that when you hear them or you read about it, your heart is sore. Many young Islamic brothers, they kept beard when they were influenced by the environment of Dawat Islami. And this caused big problem in their homes and problem and fight started in homes. Sometimes these young Islamic brothers were given hiding and punishment by their parents. And some were chased out of the homes. And several Islamic brothers, while they were sleeping, their family members cut their beards. Amir Ahl Sunnah says that there's an incident that happened in the beginning of Dawat Islami, when the work of Dawat Islami started. A young man started coming and sitting with me, and before he never used to go home and make salam, or leaving home make salam, but he learned few basic sunnats of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he started saying assalamu alaikum when he enters the house and assalamu alaikum when he leaves the house. And sometimes he would say inshallah while having a conversation. These so-called Muslim parents got worried and they started asking questions that, oh son, what has happened to you? You started making salam when you enter, you started making salam when you're leaving the house, and you are saying inshallah, etc. So how did this change come? So this young man took the name of Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. And as they heard the name of Amir Ahl Sunnah, they gave him strict warning that from today you are not going to sit in the suhbat of that mullah. You're not going to go near him. They gave him strict orders. And unfortunately, that young man who was beginning to follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became a fashionable person and left the style of the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, the first reason for karahat amal is the company of those who do not practice deen, who do not practice Islam. When person adopts the company of such people, those who do not do good deeds and discourage other people who are around them to practice upon the good deeds, then slowly this person who sits in their company also becomes victim of this hidden disease of the heart, which is known as karahat amal. And its treatment is that one should sit in the company of pious people, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and they have love to follow the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must take those who invite others towards the path of goodness as his friends. And he must refrain from the company of sinners and those who do not practice deen and those who have corrupt beliefs. He must stay away from them. They are very dangerous. Their company can destroy one's deen and true aqidah of Islam. It is advisable that one should read the booklet written by Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. Its name is Nek Banne Ka Nuskha. And the second reason for karahat amal is jahalat, is ignorance and not knowing. Person becomes victim of this hidden disease of heart karahat amal because of lack of knowledge. And its treatment is that one should immediately start learning ilm-e-deen. One should adopt the suhbat of muftiyan-e-ikram, ulama-e-ikram, and people who have the knowledge of deen. One should participate in the sunnah-inspired ijtima' of Dawat-e-Islami. One should read Islamic books. For example, Jannat mein le jane wale amal, the deeds that take you to Jannat. Aur Jahannam mein le jane wale amal, deeds that will take you to Jahannam. These books are very important to read. So person can do things which will lead him to Jannat. And person can refrain from those things which will lead him to Jahannam. And the third reason which ulama ikram have identified for karahat amal are the hidden diseases. Because grudge, jealousy, backbiting, thinking ill about other people, carelessness, hardness of the heart, stone-heartedness or hard-heartedness. When person is suffering with these kind of things, then he would not like to do the good deeds. Then karahat-e-amal will come in his system. Its treatment is that one should sincerely start treating these kind of hidden diseases of the heart. And one should ponder upon the destructions of these hidden diseases. And one should bow down in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and seek forgiveness and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that may Allah give him shifa, cure from these diseases. And the fourth reason which ulama ikram have identified for karahat amal is to engage in the worldly matters without any genuine need. When person gets involved in the matters of dunya without the lawful needs, just to fulfill the desires of his nafs and satisfy the carnal desires, then he becomes victim of hard-heartedness, qasabat qalbi. Then he starts loving those actions which are full of sins. And he will start hating those actions which are good and pious and are virtuous. And its treatment is that one should ponder upon the destructions of loving dunya, hubbe dunya. And one should read the stories of worldly people whose end was very destructive and must learn a lesson. And one should make his madani mind that the amount of time I'm going to live in the dunya, I will do that much for dunya. And the amount of time I'm going to live in the akhirah, I will do that much work for the akhirat. That is an intelligent person. But it is very unfortunate that we spend more and more time in the matters of dunya and very less time for the matters of deen. If one takes a calculator and start counting his 24 hours, and we would realize that how much time we give to dunya and how much time we give for the preparation of akhirat, how much time we give to deen. We have been created for a reason, and the reason is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinns and humans but to worship. So that is our sole purpose. Getting engaged in the matters of dunya is our need. Opening up a shop is our need. Doing a job is our need. Studying and trying to attain a degree is our need. But we are not created for that. Eating, drinking, sleeping, getting married, having children is our need. We are not created for that. We are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much time do we give for the purpose for which we are created? And how much time we give to our needs? And if you calculate your hours, you will realize that it is very little that we are doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very little that we are doing for the preparation of akhirah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, the life is very short. Everyone has to die and everyone will die. So when we die, then only thing that would help is the good actions. And the love that you have for deen, and with that love you performed your salat, with that love you fasted, with that love you gave charity, you gave zakat, you went for hajj. We make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah put love for deen in our hearts. Put love for the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Put love for the good deeds. Put love for salat, for fasting, for hajj, for umrah, for charity, any good deed upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put hatred in our heart for sins, for wrongdoings, for injustice, for disobedience of parents, for disobedience of the rules and ahkam and the orders of sharia. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.